Back Big Hugh.
Now, is it everybody's favorite game?
I think it is everybody's favorite game.
Everyone but Hugh.
Yeah, everybody's favorite game except
Because his
Hugh.
Memory gets exposed.
Well, this is and fitting coming off of the last segment. A lot of pressure on Hugh to prove that his memory is still there.
I still have all my faculties.
Yeah. Well, Kyle, set it up for the audience here with Back Big Hugh.
All right. So first, let's invite our contestant in for today's Back Big Hugh.
DJ.
His name is DJ.
DJ.
Lansdowne. DJ, what's going on, buddy?
How you guys doing, man? It's Friday. I'm excited.
All right. So really, the main question here is, are you going to trust Hugh's memory? Now, before you do that, I just want to lay a few ground rules here. So I am going to give Hugh the dates. The team, just a few significant details about the game. Hugh gets one chance at one guess to guess who the quarterback was of the opposing team. And then after he gets some of the details there, we will ask you, DJ, if you trust Hugh's memory, if you're going to back Big Hugh. If you decide to back Hugh, then Hugh has to get it right in order for you to win. If you decide not to, then, of course, you know, Hugh has to get it wrong and you'll win. All right. Are you ready to go, DJ, with Back Big Hugh?
I'm ready. Let's
All
do
right.
it.
Hugh, are you ready?
Yes.
We'll see about that.
All Sounds right. confident.
Let me take you into September the 24th. The year was 2000. All right. The Eagles were playing a game at none other than the Superdome, where they're going to go this Sunday. It was a 1 p.m. game. The Eagles beat the Saints pretty good there. 21-7. The head coach for the Saints was Jim Haslett. Hugh, you get a chance to guess who the quarterback might have been for the Saints that year. Do you have a guess?
I thought you were going to let him whether or not back me first.
Well, all right.
No, I'm saying because give me time.
All right, fine. DJ.
give me time. I appreciate this, Hugh. I'm just saying.
DJ, you going to back Big Hugh, buddy?
That's a great start.
Yeah.
I'll back him.
All right. You're going to trust Hugh's memory. So Hugh has to get this right in order for you to win. Hugh, would you like to take a crack at who the quarterback might have been?
Wait a minute. You ain't gonna play the play?
What play? Don't even know if you got a sack yet. You're completely rude. You're blowing this, Hugh. I know it's the first one of the season.
Wait a minute.
We didn't do a rehearsal beforehand.
I feel like we did this different last year.
No, because Hugh, I don't know if you're understanding the part where if there's no sack, there's no play.
No. No, I'm saying I feel like we did it different last year.
DJ is trusting you, Hugh. Did you get a damn sack in this game or not?
I mean, okay, wait a minute, okay. Ooh, I remember this game. It's on the you said September, right?
September 24th.
Because we stayed further away in the hotel because there was a porn convention downtown in New Orleans. True story. Swear to God, not lying.
Okay.
And I remember. Andy was concerned about guys going to the porn convention.
Like, how?
Did you go to the porn convention?
No, yeah, I did not. We stayed way out. And I do remember that game because that was the game where, like, I had to ride the different bus. I think that was the first game that I had to ride a different bus from Andy.
All right, Hugh, did you get
and
a sack?
That was the, wait a minute. Hold up, Kyle. Hold up, I'm trying to remember.
Oh boy.
And the Saints, I think they started off pretty good that year. Cause I remember it was a tough game and Willie Rofe was the tackle and it was a physical confrontation.
Mm-hmm.
So if I'm not mistaken, the quarterback that quarterback that day, he was here for a little while.
Ooh.
That would be Jeff Blake.
It was Jeff Blake. Did you sack Jeff Blake that day?
We won that game. It was like 21-7, right?
21-7. You're stalling so bad.
I'm going to say yeah. I got one.
Congratulations,
there you
DJ.
Go,
you
DJ.
Won.
Hey,
you did
job,
get a sack
you?
On.
I did.
I was so scared at the beginning of that.
Hey, DJ, I did what old people do.
He stalled like crazy. That was unbelievable.
I did what you do. It's not. It's like when we get a little older, you gotta kind of, you know,
you
give yourself a little bit
score.
Of time.
That was impressive. Yeah. You remember
it
the score.
What helped me out, I did say
the score, too, by the way.
Oh, you did.
Huh. God,
no,
man.
What helped me out is the porn thing. Because I remember that. I remember the porn thing.
All right. Would you like to hear the sack? Hugh, that you got on it. You're right. It was Willie Rofe. This is a fun call. So let's take a listen here.
Glover, the tight end in motion. Blitz coming from David Moore. He missed, but it's wrapped up by Hugh Douglas. 6.5 sacks.
And he goes over and tells Willie about it.
And Jeff Blake gets up limping.
We talked about that matchup. We talked about the intensity in that matchup between Rolfe and Hugh Douglas. Now, the blitz comes on the outside. As Rolfe goes to pick him up, Hugh Douglas steps inside and cleans it up. But when this play was over, Hugh Douglas was wanting to tell Willie Rolfe all about it. Now I want to watch Willie Rolfe.
you remember the confrontation with Willie Rolfe?
No, listen. That was one of the most physical games that I've ever played. And it's one play where I got to find it, but it was a double team, and I was going against Willie, and I got chipped, and boy, you ever heard the term ass over tea kettle? Man, no. they knocked snot bubbles in my nose.
We did a video at one point of Willie Rolfe pancaking you.
Yeah.
And then putting the berries on your face.
Yeah, he put, teabagged me, dog. Yeah, that's one. We talking about the same one.
Oh, no.
We talking about the same one.
This was all in the same game?
This was all in the same.
Oh, man.
Man,
yeah.
It was him, and man, they gave me the business.
Yeah, Willie Rolfe's a Hall of Famer, man.
Hey, man, listen. Much respect, but yeah, I was talking trash.
You got that sack, though.
And boy, I remember the play like it was yesterday because I was wiggling, doing my thing, and they cleaned my clock, and then he sat on my face.
You were barking at Willie after that, man. Yeah. I saw it.
I gotta look up this clip.
It was embarrassing.
Yeah.
I have it somewhere.
Somebody on your defense had two forced fumbles that game. Do you know who it was?
Two forced fumbles?
Yeah, for bonus points.
Two forced fumbles. That sounds like a Troy Vincent thing.
It was actually Hollis.
It was Hollis.
Wow.
Hollis had two forced fumbles.
Well, now we know why Hollis had the extra motivation going that weekend.
Yeah, right? the porn thing.
It's so funny. That's the only reason you remember it. Because
because we stayed way because it was in the city.
Right.
And we stayed way out.
Yeah.
Because it was like a bunch of porn stars and stuff in the city. It was like, I forgot what it was called.
Do you remember which ones?
The porn stars? Do I remember the porn? Never mind. I'm going to get to myself.
Congrats, DJ.
Good job, you. Congratulations, DJ. DJ, you have won a pair of tickets to see the Phillies play the Chicago Cubs on Monday, September 23rd, 6:40 p.m. first pitch at Citizens Bank Park. For tickets, go to Phillies.com. DJ, congratulations, man.
Thank you, man. Go Birds and go Phillies.
Go Birds.
There you go, DJ. Awesome. Greg, Hugh, that was legitimately impressive. Like, that was really impressive.
Oh, no, not really.
Memorization.
No, not
really. That
was
really one of your better performances, besides the stalling and
It took a while to get there, but in the end,
No, because usually, I thought we used to do it where I used to hear it before, and then you
hear what? If there's no sack, there's no play.
Yeah, you're right.
We give away the answer.
Yeah, you're right.
But you did a good job, Hugh. Nicely
you're right.
done. And he got the quarterback.
Well, look, that was preseason back Big Hugh right there.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's all right. That was your preseason.
That was my first game.
Next time, you got to be sharper.
That was sputtering out the gate.
Got the Eagles to 2-2 that year in 2000. So,
Now I'm trying to remember the name of that porn convention.
we'll have to look it up, just not from, you know, a work computer here. Yeah, Hollis will know. I mean, it is perfect that Hollis has a great game that day because he was extra motivated.
Don't be putting that on Hollis because it was like, we don't know if that was the case.
Yeah, but we all know how Hollis's brain works. Come on. Let's go to Hassan and Gladwin. What's up, Hassan?
Hey, good afternoon, guys. It's funny that Hugh has a great memory about the porn. That's awesome.
Yeah.
But you know what the funny thing about it is? I don't even watch the porn. I don't watch the porn at all. I'm not the porn watcher.
That's not really what you were saying last week, Hugh.
When you're doing the porn. No, I was like.
But you don't want nobody to see you doing
because
the porn.
Shannon Sharp was doing the shy porn. He did the shy porn. That's what that was. He was doing the shy porn.
It's good to remember that, but you said something earlier about Sauce Gardner, right?
Yeah.
And I have a little theory about, I think, why Howie is the man with the cat. I don't remember us paying any of the top rookies coming out of their contract as one of the best in the league, except the quarterback, right? Mm-hmm. Now that I'm thinking, like, all right, he's not playing our cornerbacks because what if they do well? You throw them in the fire and they cook well. Then we got to pay these two cornerbacks. We already got to pay our defensive line. coming up, Carter. So now he's like, I'm not going to allow these guys to play and do well. And then now we got to pay all these players, and we're going to lose some. You know, seeing the fact that Dijon should be playing. He should be playing. And he's a very good cornerback. Throw him in the fire. He's a good player. And I think Howie does that by controlling the cap.
Wait.
Our players.
Hassan, who are you saying they don't want to play because they don't want to pay him?
They don't know. You know how, like, the rookies coming out of the rookie salary cap, right? Their contract.
Right.
So what? Name the last player that was paid one of the top salaries in the league. Like, Devontae, his numbers, he's one of the best wide receivers in the league. But because of the fact that he didn't play, like, as the number one receiver, he didn't get paid like the other guys.
Well, I mean, he still got paid big money. And Hassan, I don't agree with that. I mean, Landon Dickerson, I mean, they just paid him. He's the highest paid guard in football.
Right. But I mean, like, on the offensive end, except the quarterback. That's why I said the quarterback.
Huh. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I don't think the Eagles are – if you're saying the Eagles aren't playing young players because they don't want their, you know, abilities to make money to increase, I just disagree with that. I think they're going to play the best guys.
Okay. I mean that's just my opinion because, you see, I learned that with college football. A lot of players be wide open and they don't get the ball. We see it in the NFL during contract year. Players will be wide open and they're complaining because they want to get paid. Look what happened with us last year. This guy chased the sacks. He got all the sacks, but he didn't get paid, you know, because of the fact that we can't afford to pay him.
Well, I hear you, Hassan. You expecting a win this week?
Yes, I'm definitely expecting us to win this week. It's going to be tough, but I'm expecting us to win.
Well, there you go. Appreciate the call, Hassan. Thanks, man. And, yeah, I mean, I get the Eagles probably wouldn't want to pay a ton of players high salaries, but, I mean, if the suggestion is they're not playing like Cooper DeJean because they don't want, you know, his – to have to pay him big time money, I just don't see that as being.
Yeah, me neither.
Yeah, they're gonna play the best guys and put the best players on the field.
Yeah, I think that's a smart thing to do. And the event was called the Adult Video News Awards.
The Adult Video News Awards.
Yeah, that's what it was called. The AVN.
Okay, the AVNs. There
yeah,
you go.
Adult Video News Awards. That's
okay.
What it was.
Well, there you go. Maybe we should credit that with the motivation for you.
No, no. I just remember. I remember that because
defense
Big
played
Red.
Well.
No, Big Red was like, no, y'all not going. We're not staying in the city.
He had you guys on lockdown.
Yeah.
When you're doing
lockdown.
The porn,
he
has but you
lockdown.
Don't want nobody to see you doing
it. It was wild. I just remember that because we stayed way out.
Man, that doesn't speak to a coach who's got a lot of confidence in the discipline of his players.
But you
got
to think, though, man, because if I'm not mistaken, the hotel we usually would stay at, it was booked with that. You don't want that distraction.
Oh, yeah, the same hotel. That's...
Because you're staying there with a bunch of people that – you know, it ain't no, you know what I mean?
Right.
It's probably a little different.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's a lot different.
Yeah.
You don't want that. You don't want that distraction.
Good strategy by Andy.
Yeah, Big Red. Yeah. Shout out to Big Red.
Big Red. Big decision there to help the Eagles get the win.
Something that I'm saying is I've said it a million times, and I want them to hear it from another person's perspective. That's where you use video clips of, I don't know, say Roger Clemens saying something. I don't know why the first person that's popped in my mind, Roger Clemens talking about the same thing. Or, you know, we talk about connect. We've shown that Phillies video from the 93 Phillies team of those guys connecting and talk. So it's that's just teaching, right? It's not always me talking. It's you find different avenues to do it.
Well, that was Nick Sirianni today. I guess defending the reason why he did not address the team, why Jalen Hurts did the other night. He said he uses other motivational tactics, like showing them videos of Roger Clemens and the 93 Phillies. I didn't really get that one, Hugh.
I didn't either. But I understand what he's trying to say. There are certain things that I learned a long time ago that as a professional athlete, you can't. Everybody doesn't need to know everything. And I know people are looking at that now. What do you mean? Da, 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 da. We pay your salary. Like, no disrespect, but there are certain things that if we tried to explain them to you, we would just further make you more confused. I remember one time my cousin was asking me about, we were talking about something that happened in a locker room. And she was talking about that's discrimination at work or something. It was something And I was like, well, hey, that happens in the locker room all the time. She's like, well, I don't understand it. It's this, that, and the third. And I'm like, no, it's different in a locker room. And she couldn't grasp what I was saying. Mm. Like some of the conversations that have. And I was like, sometimes the conversations get a little specific. And I'll even be honest, they get a little racial. They get a little racial. Like things are said that in a locker room that you probably wouldn't say in public because people wouldn't receive them the same way. Mm-hmm. And I was trying to explain that. And the more I explained it, the more confused she was and the more confused I was because she started talking about HR and all this other stuff. And I'm like, no, it's not like that. Well, you're at work and you're in a work environment and, you know, they're saying things like this and it's offensive. It's not like that.
Right.
And I'm trying to explain it. So it's kind of like that. That's why earlier in the week when everybody was up in arms about him not being in the meeting or not addressing the team, to me, it wasn't that big a deal because I was thinking about the times that, you know, Andy would probably come in and say, hey, I'm going to leave it to you guys. And he would walk out.
Do you still feel that same way, that it wasn't a big deal that he didn't address the team?
I don't think it was a big deal. I think this is a big deal because there are some residuals. Because every time I hear it, the last week, especially after this loss, when I hear people talk about the Eagles – they don't talk about them. This is the funny thing, is when they talk about the Saints, they talk about them in the small sampling size of this two-game stretch that they're on. When they talk about the Minnesota Vikings, mm-hmm. they talk about the small sampling size of this two-game or three-game, now we're getting ready to go into the third-game sample. When they talk about the Jets, talking about a small sample. But when you talk about the Eagles, and – I'm not saying it's wrong, but when you talk about the Eagles, you say, well, it starts out, well, they're 2-7 in the last nine games. And Jalen Hurts has thrown a pick and like, because that's how it's talked about. Mm. So I get that because we're still living. Everybody else gets to move forward and talk about this year.
Right.
But because of the way that it ended for the Eagles last year, that is always brought up. And I get that. I totally get that. But it's always interesting to hear people when they talk about the beginning of the season and how hope springs eternal. If you get off to a bad starter, you have the kind of the game that we had, all of that becomes relevant in the conversation.
Right. And I think that's why this game and really the next 2 weeks are so important, because it's hard for us to see what we've seen this year and separate it from last year because of the way it ended.
Yeah.
And I think that's a good point, Hugh. And when you look at these next couple weeks, it feels like it's really important for the momentum of the season here. And our question we've been asking today is, do you expect the Eagles to win? And that was also our Twitter question, at WIP Midday Show on Twitter. Twitter question sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing that others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation at PIDentalCenter.com. And the question, which best describes your feeling on Sunday's game versus the Saints? Right now, 85% saying hope they win, 15% expect them to win. I think a lot of that probably does go back to last year, Hugh, and the disappointments.
It does. It does, man. And it's one of those things where we see a lot of things that rear their ugly head from last year. And I'll say this. If Jalen wouldn't have thrown that interception at the end of the game, and we would have lost – you know what the conversation would have been? Oh,
Jalen. Yeah.
Well, it would have been like, oh, Jalen balled out, but damn, we didn't pull it out.
Right.
Didn't get that play. But now it's like, well, I'm concerned. He looks like he did last year. We played two games now. Now, to be fair, he threw three picks.
Yep. Three picks in two games is not good.
He threw three picks. But, man, I can't be – as down on Jalen for that last one, because it's hero ball. I get that. I get that hero. And he could have checked it off to Britton Covey because, hell, six receptions.
Yeah.
Hell, a seventh ain't going to kill you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Ain't going to kill you.
That should be the new offensive strategy. Just feed Britton Covey. Get him the football, man.
But I can't look at it and say, oh, the season's dead. I can't do that just yet.
Yeah. I hear you. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. By the way, Elliot Shore Parks tweeted out a bit ago when practice started, no sign of A.J. Brown or CJGJ at Eagles practice today. So take that for what you will. I would say pretty safe that AJ's out. Not looking good for C.J. Gardner-Johnson to be in the lineup either if neither are practicing on Friday. In a few minutes, we'll get to Guess the Takes, but first, some phone calls. Dennis in North Philly. What's up, Dennis?
What's up, Philly customers? Thanks for accepting my call again.
What's up, man?
Fun fact, real quick, fun fact. Kirk Cousins, I don't know somebody else, I don't know other quarterbacks did this, but Kirk Cousins is the only guy for 3 years in a row who fought the Eagles in the second week. I had him twice as the Vikings and then this time as the Falcons.
It's kind of weird, isn't it?
Is he going to find a way? He's going to beat y'all. So that's a fun fact. And I don't know if somebody else created that fact already.
That don't sound fun, though. That don't sound fun.
You know, that's not what I called here for. I'm going to say this loudly and proudly. And, Hugh, I'm going to back you up on this one. Defense is a luxury, not a necessity.
That nobody wants to hear. Nobody wants to hear that.
Yeah. So what do you? Dennis,
I mean, come on.
Yeah. Especially after
that. Stop, just stop.
Especially after that
not
performance.
Not after last week.
Yeah. Yeah. Thing. Luxury, the word, it was never a bad thing. And it doesn't mean in a bad way. It never was.
Are you confident in the win, Dennis?
Defense is too comfortable. Y'all got overconfident. Y'all too comfortable. And the fact that Falcon game had proved it all. So that defense, I don't know if Bryce Huff can hear me personally. Hey, Huff, it's time to do the Huff, bro. It's time to do the Huff. I'm doing the Huff as I'm saying it.
Do the Huff.
You know exactly what I'm talking about.
But it's
doing
the
same thing. I want to see that dance, bro.
Oh, you talking about his dance, whatever it is he does.
Yeah. I hear you, Dennis.
I see that.
I appreciate the call. Yeah, I haven't seen Bryce Huff sack dance. He hasn't gotten a sack.
Yeah, I saw it when he was in that other green jersey, when he was a Jet.
Oh, yeah? I didn't know he had a move called the Huff.
I didn't know it was called the Huff, but he has a little dance that he does.
Okay. Well, hopefully we get to see it this week.
We're waiting. Can I just say this? Like, I understand where the last call was trying to go. Nah, you got to get a couple sacks. Like you can't just get one and do the dance.
Oh, you can't be dancing after
you got to accumulate a few before you get comfortable, you know. And I'll say this, and this is another reason why I believe in Bryce Huff, because this was the game, this third game was the game that I had a breakout. You know, I was feeling that heat. I felt that heat in New York about being the guy that was too small to play at this level and all this other stuff. So I felt that heat, and that's why I believe in him. You know.
Hopefully he can get it done. Hopefully we see the Huff this weekend. Let's go to Alex and Trenton. What's up, Alex?
Yo.
How you doing?
Not bad. Not bad.
What's going on?
All right. Well, a couple things I want to address. First, I am happy that you played the clip of Reggie Bush getting rocked by Sheldon Brown. I think that brings me back to a good time because Reggie Bush got rocked by Sheldon Brown. And when he initially tried to get up like a hero and then got down on all fours, that was a beautiful time. Still the best hit in Eagles history. Another thing about the emotional support dog. Listen, it could be a good thing to have, for that particular booth, especially if you have to hang out with Al Michaels all the time.
I just feel like Herb Street's taking advantage of it a little bit. That's all.
He's saying good
taking
point.
Advantage.
The fact that Kyle said good point is bananas.
But shut up, Kyle.
But just get back to the birds real quick, there's something that Hugh said, earlier in the show, and what he just kind of mentioned again is the pride of being a professional athlete. And I think, that goes even beyond being a professional athlete, as well, too. Just in everybody's day-to-day life, if they have a crappy performance, at work or whatever they do, they want to do a little bit of, internal look and try to fix things over here. Bryce Huff knows that he got paid a lot of money, and he knows what the expectations are. The fact that they had a players-only meeting already, and they're all kind of looking in the mirror and saying that we could do better, that's why I do feel pretty confident about this. There's some mistakes out there, but as long as they all look in the mirror and get things together a little more in check with each other, and God forbid if Jalen throws the ball to Dallas Goedert a little more, I think close game, but I do think they pull it off on Sunday.
Well, there you go, Alex, and appreciate the call. And yeah, that's going to be – I'm interested to see if they, like – I almost feel like they're going to overcompensate Hugh and try to get the ball to Goddard more because of the way they didn't do that last week.
I think you overcompensate and get the ball to Saquon Barkley more in the passing game. Saquon, outside of A.J. Brown, no disrespect to Skinny Batman, who's your best weapon?
It's Saquon.
Feed the beast, man.
Hugh, and I know I'm gonna sound scared like Joe here, but
I know he's older. Feed the beast, man.
Hugh, you can't overload him early on.
I didn't say hand him the ball. I didn't say that. I said feed the beast. Now, the way you tend to, however you decide to feed him, that's up to you. Feed the beast. If you want to feed him by handing him, like Brian Westbrook, as I evoke the name of my old teammate, had 2,000 all-purpose yards in his best season as a Philadelphia Eagle. Feed the beast.
Well,
Brian Westbrook was a problem in the passing game.
This is the problem for Saquon, though. Can we even throw him the ball? He can't catch that pass.
I'm not about to beat Saquon up for one pass dropped. If he'd have caught it, we'd be talking differently, but... It's time to redeem yourself. Feed the beast, man.
I feel like Saquon's got off the hook a little bit this week. I feel like he should be taking more heat than he's taking for that. If that's Kenny Gamewell. Kenny Gamewell's getting destroyed.
Man, that happens. Sometimes, all week long sometimes for that. Dog, that happens.
Yeah.
Sometimes you get the bear, sometimes the bear gets you.
Man, well, hopefully.
I mean, I know that didn't make anybody feel good because Kyle looked at me like, man, what the hell are you doing?
Sometimes you're the hammer, sometimes you're the nail.
You know what I mean? But it's the truth.
Just catch the football. Now it's time for, as we get ready for week three, though, guess the takes.
It's time to guess the takes.
Yeah. All right, so now we're guessing what is everybody going to be talking about on Monday following week three in the NFL. Who's starting here, Kyle? Should I start? Should you start?
Give it a rip, TK.
I'll give it a start.
Give it
here.
A rip.
And I got a spicy one for you.
What you got?
And you might not like this either, Hugh. I think one of the talking points on Monday, one of the big takes, is it time for the Ravens to move on from John Harbaugh and bring in an offensive coach for Lamar Jackson?
Boy,
they could be 0-3.
Super spicy.
They go to Dallas. I mean, you could be staring 0-3 in the face. We know Lamar in the past has had playoff failures. John Harbaugh, not an offensive coach. I think that's going to be one of the takes. Should they bring in an offensive coach for Lamar?
Super spicy. Oh, it's my turn?
Yep, your turn.
I do like that. I like that take.
That is a spicy take. I
think
it'll
be 0-3, man.
Yeah. But get a new job in no time.
Yeah.
Maybe
yeah.
John Harbaugh?
Next coach of the Birds?
Hey.
Yeah.
Could make a lot of sense.
This one's probably going to hurt a little bit. But I feel like, you know, since this whole hot takey thing, we got to keep it spicy. I think the Atlanta Falcons, they have the Kansas City Chiefs coming to Atlanta.
Sunday night.
I think the Atlanta Falcons beat the Chiefs and everybody's going to be like, Atlanta is legit. The Falcons are legit.
So all of a sudden, we'll look at that loss last week as a good loss, not a bad loss.
Yeah, we'll look at that loss a little bit differently because it's still early in the season, and we have a small sample size. I know the way that we feel right now is bad, but I feel like Atlanta might be legit.
You're painting a rosy picture.
I was about to say Latlanta.
Yeah.
I caught myself.
So Atlanta wins and the Eagles win. That would be a good result for the Birds.
Yeah.
Kyle, what's your take for this weekend?
I'm about to get crazy.
Oh, wow.
Because this is, like, talk about jumping the gun here. But look, this is the way people are. When you turn on ESPN on, I guess, what it's going to be Monday or Tuesday, what you're going to hear is people sounding the alarms and putting Caleb Williams on bust watch.
On fraud alert?
On fraud alert, dude.
Oh, man.
After three bad games in a row, people are going to say, look,
that's not really high takey, though.
How is it? Dude, he's the number one overall pick and was considered, like, generational. Like, people are calling him the next Mahomes. And you're going to call him a bust after 3 weeks?
No, but you know
I don't even believe it, but that's what people are going to be saying.
You know what's funny about that? I'm not saying that your take is off. I'm saying it's ironic how people talked about him in the first week of the season. Like, he went out there and he lit it up. He didn't. He didn't light it up.
No.
He didn't light it up. Then he go out there and get spanked by C.J. Stroud. And everybody talking about how C.J. Stroud tried to sun him.
Yeah, he did.
And he was like, hey, I wasn't trying to sun him. I was just talking to him. And now we're going from that to this. Bears just don't know how to develop. Well, it's hard to develop a quarterback when you got him out there playing almost immediately. But, yeah, the Bears just don't know what they're doing, man.
I will say, the Caleb Williams, that wasn't as bad as Rodgers with Saleh last night. Like, Aaron Rodgers, man, he wanted no part of Robert Saleh coming up. He tried to give him a hug, and Rodgers literally shoved him.
He looked pissed.
He has a punchable face, man.
I mean, we think Nick Sirianni has got no power. Robert Saleh, he has no power whatsoever in New York.
No, it was one of those things, man. You didn't have to do that. You didn't have to do the man like that.
Could you imagine if Jalen did that to Sirianni?
Oh, it would be unbelievable. Unbelievable. This is the thing, man. Rodgers is a jerk. He's a good football player. Guy can still play.
He's a baller.
He's still looking really good.
He's definitely a baller.
Yeah.
Crazy. He's definitely a baller.
Yeah. We'll see how that plays out.
That witch doctor in Egypt might have. They said he should have been at minicamp, but like maybe that was the right move.
Yeah.
At this stage in his career.
I mean,
might have bought him another year of good football.
He's gotta be studying some sort of witchcraft if he can make Nathaniel Hackett look like a competent coordinator.
Buddy Hackett. I forgot Buddy Hackett was there.
Yeah. Well, like that was the only reason Hackett was
hired
with the Jets in the first. Yeah, because of his relationship with Aaron Rodgers. Like, him and Rodgers had a good history together.
Because Aaron Rodgers just wants a coordinator who he can tell what to do.
What was Buddy Hackett coaching?
Wasn't he with, he was at Green Bay and LaFleur,
no, it was
right?
Denver.
He got fired after like 10 games or something.
Yeah, Buddy Hackett got fired at Denver because he didn't know what he was doing.
No, he did something really stupid.
He didn't
want
that
game.
Russell the office, wasn't it? And then Coach Payton had to come in there and save it. Because he gave Russell he went for a field goal.
Yeah.
Instead of letting Russ try to win the game.
Right.
That's what it was.
Right.
Yeah.
And they lost that first game in Seattle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, while we're on the subject of takes and predictions and Russell Wilson, I had a bold prediction before the season that Russell Wilson would lead the Steelers to the playoffs. He might not ever even get a chance to start.
He might not. Crazy.
He got hurt. He got hurt at the worst time you could get hurt, right before the season started.
How about him wearing shoulder pads on the sidelines when he's inactive? Is there any more of a Russell Wilson thing to do than that?
In fairness, he was the emergency third quarterback that game.
He can be inactive and still be the third guy?
Yeah. That's the new rule. Remember, basically, we created that when we knocked Brock Purdy out. Yeah.
Right. All right. Well, I guess he has more of an
experience. Leave Russell alone, man.
It was another big week here at WIP, Hugh. It was Peanut Butter Week. Are you familiar with Peanut Butter Week?
I did not know that was a thing.
Peanut Butter Week is a thing.
Oh!
And this week,
my man,
John Johnson, Mr. Blue Chew, has been doing Peanut Butter Week for his snack of the night on the overnight show. And Kyle brought some audio to our attention here. Like, analytics and sports is a big conversation. Some people are for it, some people are against it. Now, what's going on here, Kyle? Analytics have infiltrated the snack of the night?
It's an epidemic. I mean, we've been talking all week about analytics and how they've ruined our football team. I know there's a lot of callers to the station that, you know, just can't stand analytics in general.
Mm-hmm.
But it does seem like they've worked their way into the WIP air staff. And I don't know. I'll play this audio for you. We'll see if Hugh can follow along here, and we'll get his thoughts on analytics on the overnight show.
I remember they weren't, even though this was like a sweet, because there's peanut butter, there's the protein in it, and from what I remember, the carbs were not that bad. So I'm looking on it here. All right, a serving size is 6 of these, and 6 of these is 14 carbs. And 5 grams of protein. Whoa! Wait a minute. Now, hold on a minute. So, and how many are in a container? 6 servings. So, what the hell's 14 times 6?
That's
28 times 3. So, 28 times 3 is 84. My calculations are correct. Is that right? So, 84 carbs for the whole bag, but 30 grams of protein. Oh, man. Like, a soft pretzel is like 70 carbs. And you're not getting 30 grams of protein out of it. So, all right, I'm going to justify this whole bag to myself. It's like, hey, I just had a soft pretzel, but I got the equivalent of like a big old piece of chicken worth of protein. It's a lot of fat, though. What? Wow, these are good, man.
Y'all go leave my man John Johnson.
Did you follow
alone.
Any of that here?
No,
I did.
Because what he's doing, because we've talked about this a lot, he's counting his carbs. Like, you know, as you get older, you know, you worry about your carb intake, especially, you know, when you're trying to lean out a little bit. So he was just, that's what he was talking about.
Okay.
The carb intake. And on top of that, he justified it with the protein, because protein helps build muscle. So that's how, you know, a lot of times sleep, like the diet that I'm on, is a high protein diet, low carb, high protein. So that means, like, you know, people, when they talk about, oh my God, you eat a lot of bacon and it's all bad for you. I'm like, nah, baby girl, back up off me.
Well,
I know about the bacon. This is keto.
So that
this
made,
is
what that I do. Made sense.
That made sense to me.
All right.
Because he's counting carbs, because he's not the, like, a lot of people do that. A lot of people do. Okay.
But hold on. It sounds like he talked himself into eating the entire bag.
Yeah. No, he definitely did, because he justified it with the carb to protein ratio.
He was twisting the analytics to work to the result
yes,
that he wanted.
That's
to,
what he wanted. He
just,
wanted.
I can't recall any time where somebody working through math in their head over the air, like live,
right,
worked out. Because I think this is the audio of Chris Russo doing math on the air, and he just, like, it's so bad.
56 and, is that correct? Wrong. 56 and, let's see, 55.
It just never goes well.
No.
But, I mean, John seemed to do a pretty good job of it.
Yeah.
Now, the analytics did force his hand into eating the entire bag, which we don't know really is going to be healthy or not. But, you know, that's peanut butter week for you, I guess.
Might have a little tummy ache after eating that entire
bag. Yeah, I mean, you know what, man? Anybody that's trying to be health conscious, they do that every time they walk in the store.
Sounds like a horrible way to go through life.
Well,
honestly.
It's like I keep it simple. I do high protein. And I get most of my carbs from vegetables. Like, you know, you do protein and vegetables. But some people like to, you know, play with it a little bit. They like to do, like...
I'm getting a beer and a burger right after work.
Yeah, there you go.
I mean,
that,
but Kyle, you weigh, like, what, 150
and
pounds?
I will remain that way.
Yeah, because you have a high metabolism. Everybody
that's
got
right.
that high metabolism, yeah. Man.
Oh.
You got to watch what you eat.
Well, that's peanut butter week. Hopefully John's feeling all right.
Yeah, I hope his stomach's good.
And now we need to make people some money. Let's put together our same game parlay, fellas, for Eagles Saints this week. Now, I'll start. We're putting together a nice little parlay here. I'll go with this. I think the Eagles are going to need to win a shootout. I think there's a decent chance they're playing from behind.
Yeah.
How about we go with Jalen Hurts over 225 and a half passing yards?
I like that.
I like that too.
225?
Like that too.
You can do that.
I'm going to stay with the theme that started when I got here.
Here we go.
And I'm going to go with the man that I've been talking about all week long. I know a lot of people are down on him, but I am not down on him. I'm going to go a Saquon Barkley anytime touchdown.
Go,
well, you better hand it to him, because you know he's not going to catch it.
Yeah, like you're still.
All right.
You're still mad.
Still mad, yeah.
This is my turn here. I was perusing some of these things here on FanDuel. It feels crazy to me that the Saints' points total is set at only 25 and a half. Mm. Like, they've scored on every single offensive possession so far this season. I have to think, unless I'm missing something, or unless, like, FanDuel's here to steal my money, which they have before.
Bryce Huff breakout.
Yeah, like, well, now we're getting crazy. But I don't see any way the Saints don't clear 25 and a half points.
Okay. Saints 25, I would agree. What about you, Hugh? Do you good with that? Saints over 25 and a half?
Am I good with it?
Yeah,
you better
I
mean, be.
Well, yeah, I am.
Yeah. All right.
You did this last week where you're like, no, we're not doing that. I'm like, we already made the parlay.
Because, Kyle, I'm sitting here and I'm trying to, I'm like, am I good with this? Because it's like, you know, for me, Friday is the gut check Friday for me.
Now Hugh's just leaving himself an out, so if it loses, he can say,
he's
hey,
going to blame me.
I really wasn't
no,
on
not,
board with
I'm
that
not,
one.
I'm not doing that. I would never leave my guy hanging like that.
That's
I would never do that.
Like.
We blamed you every time Saquon and DeAndre Swift
yeah,
didn't
even
hit,
though they
so,
did
you know,
that, yeah, yeah. It was kind of my fault.
Now we have an we have a suggestion from the road, right, with Joe?
Yes, an absentee submission
okay, what did
from Joe
Giulio.
Joe sent me that he wanted to do Alvin Kamara over 32 and a half receptions.
Okay.
Joe seems confident.
Well, receiving yards,
yes.
Not receptions.
Yeah, sorry.
Okay.
Receiving yards.
So, that would be a hell of a game. Okay, so we still need to get the odds up a little bit. How about the Eagles overcompensating with Dallas Goedert this week, guys?
Like that.
5+ receptions for Dallas Goedert getting involved in the offense. That would bring
I like
us
it, too. I'll take it.
The plus +1,394, so $10 would win you 100 and about $140 on that one.
I like that.
There
That's
you
not bad.
That's good.
Not
yep. So that hope we make some people some money.
That should be a good one. Hopefully we can make some people some money and the Eagles win. Final score predictions for this week, Hugh. What's your score prediction?
Ooh, Hugh, can you guarantee a win?
Are you asking me to guarantee a win?
I'm asking you to guarantee a win Sunday.
Against a team that looks like a offensive juggernaut right now.
You've been confident all day.
Against a Philadelphia Eagles squad that in 2 weeks have given up damn near 500 yards on the ground and has not seen a pass rush since, what, 2022? But pass rush wasn't that bad last year. But haven't seen a pass rush in a long time. You want me to sit here and guarantee a win?
Yes.
You know what, Kyle? Because I believe that there's going to be a bounce back. I believe Bryce Huff is going to be that guy who's going to come close to 22 sacks this year. Yeah, I still believe it. I know people are probably calling me names. Yes, I guarantee a win.
All right, go, you guarantees a win.
Go Birds!
Go Birds!